Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The Senate has voted overwhelmingly to approve nearly $40 billion in funding for Ukraine. NPR's Kelsey Snell reports the legislation already passed the House, and President Biden is expected to quickly sign the bill into law.
The Senate easily approved the aid after a days-long delay. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul held up a final vote on the bill over a demand that Congress approve a special inspector general to oversee the funding, which he opposes. Paul is one of a small number of Republicans who have objected to the spending, which generally enjoys vast bipartisan support. The latest bill includes additional money for military hardware and defense systems for Ukraine, in addition to humanitarian and food support for the country and surrounding areas that continue to welcome Ukrainian refugees. The money is considered emergency spending, so it's not offset with tax hikes or spending cuts and will not have an impact on any other congressional spending. Kelsey Snell, NPR News, Washington.
President Biden met today with the leaders of Finland and Sweden amid those two countries' interest in becoming members of the NATO alliance. Both have submitted applications in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The administration is saying it's prepared to deter and to respond to any aggression against the two countries while their applications are being processed. Admiral Rob Bauer is chair of the NATO Military Committee and says Russia's aggression is putting NATO to the test.
Adaptation is the main topic of our meeting here today. And as a new era for NATO has begun, because President Putin's war in Ukraine has presented us with a new strategic dilemma and reality.
Once neutral, Finland and Sweden, which has been unaligned militarily for nearly 200 years, are both now expressing desire to join NATO following the Russian incursion. Oklahoma continues to pass more stringent abortion measures this year. Reporter Catherine Sweeney at member station KGOU reports the latest bans the procedure beginning at fertilization.
Oklahoma has already passed several restrictions this year. One would criminalize the procedure. It goes into effect this summer. Another is a Texas-style law that allows private citizens to sue anyone who performs or facilitates an abortion after 6 weeks. It went into effect immediately. Lawmakers have now given final passage to another Texas-style bill, except this one would begin at conception instead of 6 weeks, amounting to a total ban. If the governor signs the bill, it will take effect immediately. Until this month, Oklahoma abortion providers had been serving Texans who couldn't access that care at home. Providers say that for those patients, the bans either mean more travel or no access at all. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Sweeney in Oklahoma City.
Stocks continue to move lower, with the S&P 500 edging closer to bear market territory. The Dow was down 236 points today. This is NPR. In an effort to address a national baby formula shortage, the Food and Drug Administration now says an idled formula plant in Michigan could be up and running as soon as next week. FDA Commissioner Robert Califf faced congressional anger today for not answering questions about whether his agency should have acted earlier. The plant owned by Abbott Nutrition was closed last fall because of a contamination issue, and the supply chain issues have also led to a nationwide shortage of baby formula. President Biden this week invoked the National Defense Production Act to try to ease supply concerns. Federal forecasters are predicting hotter than normal temperatures throughout the U.S. this summer. NPR's Rebecca Hersher reports the West will see continued drought, while the East will get abnormal amounts of rain.
Climate change is on full display in the latest forecast from scientists at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. So far this year, average temperatures in the U.S. have been about 1 degree Fahrenheit hotter than the 20th century average. That may not sound like a lot, but it's having profound effects on the weather. California got less rain between January and April than ever recorded, going back to 1895. Drought is affecting about half the U.S. and is forecast to get worse because the summer will be hotter and drier than usual in the West. Meanwhile, on the East Coast, forecasters say it will likely be a very rainy summer. That means another year of wildfires, floods, and heat waves across the country. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices moved higher today, oil rising above $112 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.